You have some words that mean a stingy person?
Stingy?
Yeah, someone who doesn't want to spend anything.
Let's see what Webster says stingy means. Close.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say that he really looks what?
Well, he's not dressed very well. Mm-hmm. You put it down one way, and then you could say probably that he's wearing some homemade clothes, which I've seen that in this country. Mothers make all their children clothes.
Mm-hmm. Would there be a different word if this were a woman instead of a man?
The clothes she was wearing?
Well, I mean, if a woman was wearing funny-looking clothes or in bad taste, would there be a...
Well, she'd be shabbily dressed.
Okay. What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes?
He's all dressed up and nowhere to go. Got on his Sunday meeting clothes.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who is very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say he's certainly what for his age?
I put it this way, he's in good condition for his age. Which he would be, he'd get around pretty good.
Okay. You'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
Lazy?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me see what I'm talking about. With no ambition, he's just naturally sorry. That's all.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in the tree, in a tree trunk with its bill?
Well, we got four of them does that. We got the red-headed woodpecker, and then we've got the yellow hammer or the flicker, and then we got the little bluebird. She loves to nest in holes that the rest of them leaves.
Okay, great. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Well, the biggest one that jumps around, I reckon, is the grasshopper.
That's the one I wanted, I guess. What would you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides of it? You might say something like, you went what across the field?
Straight across it.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and what across the highway?
The car zigzagged.
Okay. What do you call evil spirits? If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, you might say, I'm afraid of what?
Ghost.
Okay.
I never did see but one, but
only one?
Only one ghost. And I didn't stay long with him.
Where was that?
Down here where they hung a nigger. Big fat nigger. Don't you take about it. It'll take a little time now. When they hung him, his head come off. And he said he'd come back to ever certain times in the moon looking for his head. And I was coming from Cane Grind and I was about 16, I think, then. And I saw this thing coming along there. Couldn't see no head. And I said, there's that old nigger hunting his head. And I'd gotten up pretty close to him before I recognized it was dusk. And I stopped just like a bird dog on a point I froze. And it walked right up to me and stopped right side of me. Says, good evening. I said, goodbye. There was no nigger about 90 years old, and he was old till he walked stooped. And he was 7 feet tall before he stooped. And I just knew it was that damn nigger. It didn't take me but a few more minutes to get them front steps. Burrow Johnson. Oh, go ahead, son.